Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Monday the 8th of May. Northeast manufacturers are calling on the next government to commit to a long-term, ambitious industrial strategy as part of post-Brexit plans for growth in a manifesto published by EEF, the manufacturers organisation. In the manifesto, Making the Future, Making Britain Great, EEF is urging a new government to use the opportunity to fully commit to a comprehensive industrial strategy, building on the momentum created by the surge in recent manufacturing performance in recent data, including GDP and PMI figures. However, EEF's regional director in the North East, Liz Mays, warned that Brexit risked swamping plans to boost economic growth, and failure to reach agreement on a comprehensive trade deal with the EU could scupper manufacturers' ambitions. A new play featuring the North East's very first music hall superstar, Ned Corvin, is coming to gala this month. In the 19th century, comedian and singer Ned wowed audiences across the region with his songs based on issues affecting the working classes, from the increasing price of coal to the way factory workers were treated by bosses. If you've heard the myth about the Hartlepool monkey, legend has it that Ned was the founder of the tale with his song Fisherman Killed the Monkey, or his song was apparently the first mention of the now famous story that the town mistook a monkey for a French spy during the Napoleonic Wars. Mr. Corvin's Music Hall has its world premiere at gala on Thursday, 25th of May, runs for 3 nights, including a matinee performance on Saturday. And finally, the Army brought out its big guns for 500 students at a recruitment event held at Bishop Auckland College last week. The Careers in Army event, organised by the Armed Forces Careers Office in Middlesbrough, saw a wide range of personnel providing information and demonstrations on the various armed services. They included the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, the Royal Corps of Signals, Royal Military Police, Army Medical Services, Royal Logistics, Army Catering, Army Air Corps, Royal Engineers, Veterinary Corps, Royal Artillery and Royal Armoured Corps. Students from the college and local schools took part in a number of activities, including encoding and decoding exercises and handling a 105mm light gun, full-size high-velocity missile model and an artillery Nerf range. They were also able to climb aboard an army helicopter, see inside a fully working army field kitchen to find out about life as a military chef, and tackle a climbing wall. Meanwhile, army personnel gave presentations on the different services and answered questions from the students. There you look on news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.